over the next 4 days. Well, actually starting yesterday, Sri Ram Prabhu and his good wife Kishori Devidasi have been here, or are going to be here, are here, and are going to be here doing further counselor training. Yesterday and today is further training for existing counselors, and the 2 days following that will be for new counselors. And yesterday's morning session, I started off with a brief introduction to the counselors. They're from Budapest and New Bridgetown, emphasizing really the importance, number one, of our own Krishna consciousness, and number two, really being able to give quality time to devotees, to counselees. I really consider the counselor system, although it's called the mentor system and has some other names in other different places. Here in Hungary, of course, we have a Hungarian name for it. Extremely important in the real development, societal development of Krishna consciousness, in that it gives support to the devotees, not solely on the venue of their service, but separate from their service, although not disconnected from their service, but separate from the service on a personal level with a group of devotees whom they share a common mood with, and a counselor of their own choice who they have personal faith in as a senior Vaishnav, well, who can guide those devotees through some of the choppy waters of Krishna consciousness, living in the material world. And as I mentioned to the counselors, but hopefully once they get through the choppy waters, actually guiding them through different stages of elevated Krishna consciousness and showing them how to evolve from stages of ecstasy to love of God and so on, that ultimately we're meant to counsel people how to attain Krishna. Solving problems is the very initial part of that, important part, and certainly something that's happening in a real way, but not what Krishna consciousness is exclusively about. It's not about Nivritti Marg, but it's also about Pavritti Marg. Nivritti Marg means pulling out the seeds, getting rid of all the anarthas, but Pavritti Marg means putting in those things which really have artha, which have real value, attachment to Krishna, taste for chanting the holy name. These are the real arthas of Krishna consciousness. And this can really take place, these things can really take place when devotees actually get time, quality time. It's a good phrase that we use, quality time. Something that's hard to really get when you're doing your service under your service supervisor, department head, temple president, because they're putting in a lot of time in getting you to perform the service, do the service in the right way, and yet, although certainly your Krishna consciousness is important and they do preach to you, but the amount of time that they spend preaching is certainly compromised by the time that they spend in directing you in your service. And of course, you've got a service to do, so it's also during service time. And there's also a feeling, and I don't think it's unjustified, sometimes the personal preaching, which is meant for personal development, is directed or tainted in such a way as to actually get the best result out of service. And even if that's not the case, it may be inevitable that a devotee has this doubt, and therefore he has difficulty in placing his full faith on that department head, temple president. So to augment and to give a neutral guidance that's certainly connected to the management structure, it's not disconnected from the management of a yatra, and is also answerable to it and works alongside with it. But here is a relationship which is solely based on artha nivritti, artha pravritti, taking devotees forward, and giving that quality time where there's no specific clock ticking as to what service needs to be done, where devotees can actually reveal their hearts, guhyamakyati pritchati, and get that type of support and guidance that helps them in their personal life, that obviously helps them in their service, and guides them back home, back to Godhead. I've had quite a few devotees here just following the festivals. I put aside the time for talking with visitors as opposed to local Hungarian devotees. And when devotees are coming to me and telling me this story, the first thing I'm asking them is whether they're connecting into a local counselor system, or if a counselor system isn't there, taking guidance and shelter from a senior Vaishnav, because I'm not a miracle worker, that at a half an hour meeting once a year, I can give the kind of guidance that will resolve all issues. And for their own spiritual well-being, devotees need to have that type of basis, that type of stability. So that's my report today, and it's actually a motivated report. It's motivated with the idea of trying to encourage devotees to look into the counselor system themselves, if such a system exists where they're living. And if it doesn't, then look into seeing if it can bring one about. I really think that it's something that will really help develop communities, because it gives a systematic system of development that will actually give a, if you see Varna and Ashram, this serves more as the Ashram guidance, and the service serves the Varna. So it gives the weft and the weave of cloth, both parts of the cloth of there, the fiber of society, gives it real strength and support. Hare Krishna.